didn't much outside of Princess Leia anyway. Well, anyway, my name's Arthur again. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO and or WMFO.org. Playing under me is John Williams' Cantina Band number 2 from the New Hope soundtrack. I'm going to go ahead and resume this. Play two more episodes here. I hope you enjoy it. Thanks.
Presented by National Public Radio in association with KUSC FM Los Angeles with the cooperation of Lucasfilm Limited. Star Wars, based on characters and situations created by George Lucas. Episode 7, The Han Solo Solution. A long time ago in a galaxy far, far away, there came a time of revolution when rebels united to challenge a tyrannical empire. In the most desperate crisis of that rebellion, secret plans vital to the survival of the Rebel Alliance were placed in the memory banks of the astro droid R2-D2. An unlikely group has gathered together to undertake a journey to Alderaan, where R2-D2 and his interpreter counterpart C-3PO must be safely delivered. Luke Skywalker, a young moisture farmer from the planet Tatooine, and Ben Kenobi, one of the last remaining Jedi Knights, have arranged for passage to Alderaan with a pair of reckless smuggler pilots, Han Solo and his Wookiee first mate Chewbacca, in their starship, the Millennium Falcon. But in Mos Eisley Spaceport, where the group is about to begin its journey, the streets are a swarm with Imperial stormtroopers and their spies and informers.
If this Millennium Falcon of theirs is as fast as Captain Solo boasts it is, we should be able to reach Alderaan without further complication. Stop a moment, Luke.
Why? What is it?
I had the feeling I was under observation.
I don't see anybody.
Nor I.
Do you think those stormtroopers are still after us?
No, the Imperials who followed us out the back door of the cantina went the other way.
Then you're sure about this feeling?
The sensation was strong. But it is less so now.
Well, maybe whoever it was went away.
Come, we'd better hurry on. The sooner we get Captain Solo's money, the sooner we can get off Tatooine. Oh, I promised him 2,000 in cash, but I've none of my own. We shall have to sell the land speeder.
Suits me. I'm never coming back to this planet anyway.
If I were you, I wouldn't be so positive about where the future will find me.
Master Luke!
R2-3PO, what are you doing here? I told you to wait by the speeder.
We were doing precisely that, sir, when a search party of stormtroopers began sweeping the area.
What?
We were compelled to elude them by hiding among the stock at a used droid lot.
And whose idea was that?
I'm afraid it was mine, sir. Perhaps R2-D2's deceitfulness is infectious.
Don't worry about it, 3PO. You were just being flexible.
Oh, well, put that way, it doesn't sound quite so bad, does it, sir?
But this news is not good. Which way were the sweeps moving?
That way, sir.
Converging on the center of town.
But that's where we're going to have to go to sell my speeder. All the buyers are there.
Then that is where we must go. It's imperative we get Captain Solo his money.
We can't take the droids. There'll be Imperials all over the place.
Well, if they're using standard search patterns, the area between here and the spaceport itself should be fairly clear by now. 3PO and R2 can wait for us there.
Shouldn't one of us stay with them?
You have to be there when the sale is made, Luke, to transfer ownership. And I don't want you venturing among the Imperials and the most icily sharpers alone.
I guess you're right. 3PO?
Sir?
I want you and R2 to go to Docking Bay 94 at the spaceport and wait for us.
Very good, sir.
Ben and I have to sell the speeder. As soon as we're done, we'll meet you there.
You can count on us, sir.
I'm sure I can, 3PO.
When humans design machines with quasi-personalities, they never realized how very much that implies. R2 and 3PO are an extraordinary pair.
You think so too, huh? Well, what about Captain Solo and Chewbacca?
Ah, another curious pair. Look out for that robo-flatbed, Luke.
Oh, I see it.
Well, there is something more to Solo than meets the eye. I sense that he's not just another Corellian smuggler or minor outlaw. At the same time, he wishes people to think he's something other than he actually is.
You think he can get us to Alderaan?
He will try, I'm sure of that. But what I meant was that while he puts up a callous front, I suspect that the substance there is quite a different thing. And then there is the Wookiee.
Chewbacca. He's the first Wookiee I ever saw. What was that weapon he had, that rifle crossbow thing?
That is a bowcaster, the traditional weapon of his species.
Well, what's he doing co-piloting a starship?
Now, don't be deceived by appearances, Luke. Wookiees aren't simply big, shaggy humanoids. Huh? They have an ancient culture with subtleties of its own. They are creatures with close ties to nature and a great affinity, in their own way, for the Force.
Wookiees?
Oh, yes. Solo's no ordinary criminal, or he wouldn't be likely to have a Wookiee for a companion. Nor, I think, would just any Wookiee be found roving the galaxy in his company. And Chewbacca is an individual of some note, too, I think.
Then you think we can trust them?
Not rely upon them entirely, perhaps. And I certainly wouldn't want to subject Captain Solo to too much temptation. But I'm satisfied that he's a man who will keep his end of our deal.
Well, all we need from him is passage to Alderaan.
Indeed. Now, over to the left there is the establishment of a buyer and seller of vehicles. We might get a fair price there.
Right.
Boy, it looks like this place will buy anything that moves.
A lot of stuff that doesn't.
And what can I do for you, humans?
I want to sell this speeder.
If we can get a fair price.
Hmm. Yeah, I paid $2,400 for it, and I put a lot of work into it. I think it's worth a lot more.
$1,500 is all I can offer you, human.
$1,500? Look, this land speeder's in great shape, even if it's not very pretty.
We can accept no less than
$2,000. Your grip on reality is fragile, humans. It's the newer models that are in demand now, not these old ones. I shall probably have to sell it at a loss.
But it's still not a fair price.
You touch a responsive chord in my charitable nature, humans. $1,600.
What?
That isn't enough.
That isn't enough?
This speeder is worth more.
This speeder is worth more.
You can have his $2,000.
Yes, you can have your $2,000, young human.
Thanks.
Here, press your thumbprint on the transfer register. And here is your money.
Let's be off, Luke. Thank you.
Thank you.
Do I grow senile? Am I in second grubhood to fall prey so easily to a pair of humans?
Well, there's advantages to the Force that I'm just beginning to see, Ben.
I would never have used it in that fashion if it hadn't been an emergency. Abuse of the Force leads to the worst imaginable consequences, Luke. Always remember that.
$2,000 is about the best we could have done. Nobody wants those old land speeders since the new XP-38s came out.
$2,000 will suffice. We'll pay Captain Solo the rest of his money when we reach Alderaan. The main thing now is to get underway.
Well, Solo's gonna be happy. He looked like he wanted to get his hands on some cash awfully bad.
No doubt he has debts in Mos Eisley. The underworld here boasts some pretty tough characters. They can be very unpleasant towards someone who owes them. Wait.
Why are we stopping?
I felt it again. The sensation that we're being observed.
I still don't see anybody.
Whoever it is, they've concealed themselves.
Well, what should we do?
We'd better get to the docking bay as quickly as we can. Come, there's no time to lose.
Chewie, did you pick up our gear? After you left the cantina, Greedo showed up. He was out to burn me down. He said Jabba the Hutt's mad about that load of Kessel spice we had to dump when the Imperials boarded us. I did tell him, but Jabba's put such a high price on our heads that every professional gun in this part of space will be hunting for us. Yeah, and if that wasn't enough trouble, Jabba gave Heater the job of finding us. I know Heater doesn't fool around. Who, Greedo? Nah, he was dumb enough to relax for a second. I hope they throw him a nice funeral. It's Squeak. How do I know what he wants?
So, I've been looking all over for you in the work.
And I noticed you found us, Squeak, so?
Big Bungie wants to see you. He, got a job for you.
Well, then why'd he wait until we're chartered?
It all came up at once.
Listen, you can tell Bungie I said, who the hell needs...
He pays 10,000 in advance.
An old man, a kid, and two droids, right, Chewie? Lead on, Squeak.
What's wrong with the work?
Nothing. Look, wait over there for a second, will you?
Sure.
What's eating you? Well, I don't care what happens to the old man. Or the kid. This is real life, not some kind of game. Hey, Squeak.
Yeah, huh?
Tell Big Bungie he's got himself a starship.
Now you're talking.
Okay, what's the deal?
A load of chat rooms doing tomorrow. You take it from here.
Tomorrow? Look, we're hot and we're rapidly going critical. Jabba and Heater are on our necks. And the stormtroopers are probably after us too by now. Tell Bungie to find someone else.
Hey, listen to me.
Scram, Squeak.
Okay, huh? Sure.
A nerve of some people. Yeah, let's go in and get the Falcon checked out. I still get a funny feeling about that old man and the kid. I'm not sure what it is about them, but they're trouble. Sure wish we didn't need that money, so... Listen. That's Heater. He's down there by the ship with his gang. Yeah. Dump the gear and lock the door behind us so we don't get any more unexpected company. We gotta go in there, Chewie. We can't let him damage the ship. We just have to outbluff him. Keep your bowcaster ready.
If I have to, I'll come in after you.
Here goes.
I'm giving you one last chance, Solo. Come out, I've got you surrounded.
If you do, you're facing the wrong way.
Solo.
You see, I've been waiting for you, Heater.
Well, I expected you would be, huh?
We're not the type to run, are we, Chewie?
Let's go.
Stand right where you are, Heater. And tell your circle of close friends there not to look so anxious with their guns.
They're just showing proper respect for your reputations. Oh, my boy, there are times when you disappoint me. Why haven't you paid us for that load of Kessel spice you lost?
I told Jabba he'd get his money.
Then why did you have to fry poor Greedo? After all that he and I have been through together, I...
Well, it was my taste in drinking buddies, partly, but mostly it was because you sent Greedo to fry me.
No, why would I do that? You're the best smuggler in the business. You're too valuable to kill. Greedo was only relaying our natural concern at the delay in payment. He wasn't going to burn you.
Oh, no? Well, he thought he was.
Son, you must understand, I can't make an exception, much as I like you. Where would poor old Heater be if he let his pilots dump their shipments and then show empty pockets when we asked for our money back?
You and Jabba don't stick your necks out, Heater. We do.
And that's what you're paid for. And when you fail, it's bad for business.
Oh, yeah, and you think it would be good for business to shoot it out with Chewie and me. Is that what you think?
Nobody said that.
Go ahead. You got plenty of guns behind you.
I was just telling my associates here before you and the Wookiee arrived, you're both too valuable to fry out of hand.
Well, as it happens, I can pay you back, but I need a little time.
Ah, yes. That charter. I've already had word that you were talking to someone in the cantina. How much are they paying you?
Enough to square with you, Heater. That's all you need to know.
Something's going on in Mos Eisley. Streets are filled with stormtroopers. Imperial spies circulating everywhere. Even my sources can't find out what it's all about. But this sudden appearance of passengers who are eager to pay well for a quick liftoff may be tied to it somehow.
So?
Perhaps there's more money to be had by bargaining with the Imperial.
Heater. Selling people out to the Empire isn't our style, you know that.
Go on. Now, how do you and the Wook ever expect to get ahead in this life?
Well, some days we're content just to stay even. Mm. Now, do we do it my way, or do you and these goons still want a piece of me and Chewie?
Well, I am a businessman, above all, Han, so for something extra, why don't we make it 25%? I'll wait, but not long.
You'll get it.
I'd better. If I'm disappointed again, it won't be any two-for-the-credit twerp I'll put on your trail. Next time, I'll hire Bubba Fett himself.
Don't get yourself in a lather, and I'll pay you.
Yeah.
Because I choose to.
Mm-hmm.
Now get out of here.
That should be Docking Bay 94 just ahead of two. No. I don't seem to see Master Luke around anywhere. Perhaps we'd better go into the bay and wait. The door is locked. Now what shall we do? Look, R2. More stormtroopers. But we have nowhere to retreat to. This is a dead end. Wait, where are you going? R2! Just what do you think you're doing at that shop door? R2, have you gone completely
out of
your...
Well, what do you two want?
Come on.
I haven't got all day. I'm on my way out.
Oh, yes. As my counterpart here has just explained, we are here to see if you need any maintenance jobs done.
Maintenance?
Maintenance. We belong to the Skywalker Technical Maintenance Service.
Never heard of it.
But of course you haven't, sir. We're a new organization. That is why we are canvassing the area for the... Well, our publicity campaign.
Publicity campaign?
Yes, I see.
What?
Well, what I meant was, we are offering a free trial service. My counterpart and I will repair, recalibrate, and run system checks on any equipment you desire. Oh, free of charge, mind you, as a special introductory offer.
Yeah, come back later. I'm on my way out.
Sir, I...
Yeah!
As my counterpart just reminded me, this is a one-time-only offer. We'll have to move along to the next shop if you are unable to accept it.
Well, the energy lathe is running out of sync.
Oh, we'll have it fully functional in no time, won't we, R2?
All right. Go to it. I'll be back in a couple of minutes.
Your equipment will be just like new, sir.
Like it used to be, we'll be just fine. Skywalker maintenance.
You won't regret this, sir! Here come the stormtroopers. Quick, R2, inside. Lock the door.
All right, you men, check out that side of the street. I'll try this door. These over here are secure. So's this one. Okay, let's retrace our steps and move along to the next street.
Oh, thank goodness they've left. I would much rather have gone with Master Luke than stayed here with you. I don't know what all this trouble is about, but I'm sure it must be your fault. You watch your language, would you? Master Luke, where... Master Luke! Oh, here we are, sir!
Calm down, 3PO. No need to yell.
Oh, I'm sorry, Master Luke, but we were so worried about you.
Are you two all right?
Yes, sir.
Why didn't you wait inside the docking
bay? It was locked until a moment ago. You have no idea what R2 and I have been through.
We'll have to hear this later. We must move as quickly as we can.
Are we still being followed, Ben?
I'm nearly sure of it. Once or twice, I thought I caught a glimpse of someone keeping well back trailing us. Come along,
R2.
Look, there's Chewbacca waiting at the door.
We're all here, my friend, and we have the money. When can we raise ship? Good. Let us proceed.
Boy, after all Solo's bragging, I can't wait to see this great ship of his.
Well, don't expect a smuggler's starship to belong on Beauty Loop.
What? That's a starship? So this is the great Millennium Falcon he's been telling us about. What a piece of junk!
She'll make 0.5 over light speed, kid.
What?
She's got the highest lift-mass ratio around. Enough to step away from any Imperial ship. And her weapons rating's just plain illegal.
You think this old wreck will hold together?
Better watch it, kid. We don't like anybody knocking her. The Falcon may not be much for looks, but she's got it where it counts. Right, Chewie? I've added some special modifications of my own.
Captain Solo, we have no time to lose.
Chewie, get up in the cockpit and start the pre-flight rundown.
Okay, now you can show us how this thing performs.
Just a second there, boys. There's still a little matter of my good faith money. $2,000 in cash, if I remember right.
It'll be a happier trip all around if we get that out of the way first.
Very well. Luke?
Here's your money.
Oh, it's funny how this stuff brightens your day, isn't it?
Aren't you going to count it?
Don't you guys think I trust you? Besides, I got the whole trip for that. Now, we're a little rushed, so if you'll get aboard, we'll get out of here.
Captain Solo, I have reason to believe we may have been followed.
Well, my solution for that is to haul jets. Up the ramp and to the right, gents and droids. Make yourselves comfortable in the forward compartment. I'll disconnect the umbilicals and we're off.
Very well. Come, Luke. R2, 3PO.
Come on. Hello, Captain Solo. May I say what a pleasure it is to make your acquaintance?
Look, I'm not too fond of machinery that talks back. Now get on up there with the rest of them. Smart mouth kid. Not to mention that old relic who's in charge of this crazy excursion package. How come I never get the cake jobs, huh? The easy ones. Everybody but me.
Stop that ship!
Oh boy, stormtroopers. Hey, my ship! If that's how you feel about it. Whoa! Coming up, Cody! Okay, Chewie, get us out of here. Deflect your shield up. The old man was right about being followed. We're raising ship right now. Are the engines warmed up? Well, they'll just have to do. My solution to all this is to get the hell out of here. Well, since when do we need liftoff clearance? You ready? Hit it! That gave those armored simps something to think about. Trim her off, Chewie. Huh? What sensor reading? Imperial cruiser closing fast. Oh, my day's complete. Yeah, our passengers must be hotter than I thought. Angle deflector shields astern while I make calculations for the jump to light speed. Stay sharp, Chewie. There are two more battle wagons converging. They're going to try and cut us off.
What's going on?
It's a going away party. What's the matter? Didn't you get an invitation?
Imperial cruisers.
You guessed it, old man. And it looks like they want our hides any way they can get them.
Why didn't you outrun them? I thought you said this thing was fast.
Watch your mouth, kid, or you're going to find yourself floating home. They're firing on us. Go back to the acceleration chairs and strap in. We're making the jump to light speed. Hang on to your pelt. If we can pull this one off, we got it made. Here goes.
The Millennium Falcon and her oddly met passengers and crew have managed to escape Tatooine. Before them looms the trip to Alderaan. And although they don't know it, something else awaits them too. The Empire's awesome battle station, the Death Star. Star Wars, Episode 7 by Brian Daley. Based on characters and situations created by George Lucas. Featured in the cast were Mark Hamill as Luke Skywalker, Anthony Daniels as C-3PO, Bernard Barons as Ben Kenobi, and Perry King as Han Solo. The series was directed by John Madden, with sound mixing and post-production by Tom Vagley. Music by John Williams. Sound design for Lucasfilm by Ben Burt. Story editor for the series was Lindsay Smith. Casting and production coordination by Mel Saar. Executive producer was Richard Toskin. Executive producer for Lucasfilm was Carol Teitelman. Thank you. Star Wars was presented by National Public Radio in association with KUSC-FM Los Angeles with the cooperation of Lucasfilm Limited.
Apologies. Someone came in here and literally scared the pee out of me.
Someone.
Yeah, someone.
Someone.
Yeah, that's the Han Solo solution. That was the Han Solo solution. The third act that I'm playing tonight. I'll play the fourth coming up here to round off the two-hour program that's usually hosted by the gentleman across from me.
That'd be me, Edward Buchert. But I'm, for the first time ever, I am a guest on my own program.
Do you like Star Wars? Are you a fan of it?
I like other science fiction more, let me say that.
Okay.
Philip K. Dick things, those really resonate with me more.
This is about where it begins and ends with me. For science fiction, so.
Oh, and Star Trek. I love Star Trek, the original, and especially the next generation. Look, Jean-Luc Picard, man. Now, there's a Star Trek captain.
Didn't he just recently die?
Oh. I hadn't heard that.
Oh, sorry.
Hmm.
Well, this here, George Lucas sold this to his alma mater. I repeat this because I don't know when people are cutting in and out here for a dollar. USC, University of Southern California, where they were an NPR radio affiliate. They got hooked up with a producer from the BBC. Put this together. It's rather lengthy. It's longer than the actual movie.
Do you think he sold it for the dollar because it was a promotion vehicle for the rest of the franchise and he'd make money in other ways?
I don't know, because doing my homework on this, I thought he sold it in 79, but NPR actually last week had a article on this show, this radio dramas, and they said 1981, but that's when this was released. Now, my discs here, as I was explaining their odd formatting, some say 81, some say 83, some say 93, when this was actually released. But it's not the same as the Star Wars record I pulled out over here, the story of Star Wars that was released in 1977 that Derek Gary showed me here at Volunteer Days. And I had somebody call last time I played these and asked if this was a 45. I'm like, this is way too long to be a 45, because he had a Star Wars 45 that had a coloring book with it.
Now that sounds like a cool thing. I like things with accessories. Well, I like creative things. That's what I got my nephews for. For Christmas, I got them some little creative things with painting sort of kits. And then, you know what else I got them, glitter. Arthur?
Glitter?
No, dried fruit.
Dried fruit. Yep, it's a common gift from you, isn't it?
those Trader Joe's just dried mangoes. I love the list of ingredients. Dried mango.
I got a Trader Joe's Christmas present from my son. Beets.
Okay.
With onions. So that's a very interesting Christmas present. Plus, I got some fudge that I bought from the Boy Scouts that I thought they ate, and he wrapped it and gave it to me for Christmas. So.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Look, Daddy, I didn't eat it. Instead, it's a gift for you.
Yep. So now he can eat it.
Well, Edward, speaking of eating and celebrating and enjoying this special time of year, well, you know, your favorite radio station and WMFO as well would like to wish you the very best for your winter holidays and for all of the ones that you celebrate. And you know, there's absolutely nothing wrong with the responsible enjoyment of inebriants. So we're talking things like alcohol, like beer and champagne and whiskey. Now we're saying the responsible enjoyment of that. And then there are other things like marijuana is completely legal for recreational use for adults here.
So in Massachusetts.
In Massachusetts.
I might have some Texas listeners, maybe in Kansas, which it's not. It's still criminal.
Well, check.
They still need to go to jail for possession of it.
Check your local laws to be sure. But what we really want to say is if you're under the influence, if you're buzzed, if you're hammered, if you're hosed, if you're toasted, or even just a wee bit tipsy, don't even think about driving a motorized vehicle. There are so many other ways to get around, especially walking, if it's not that far. And, you know, if you're kind of buzzed, hammered, hosed, as long as you can walk like a mile, even 2 miles, that's not too far, I think. But there's also public transportation, and then there's cabs, and there's
Lyft, Uber,
yeah,
rickshaws,
and then in some places, yeah, and tuk-tuks in Thailand, but they pollute a lot. They sure do, and they're noisy. But in any, also being a designated sober driver, that's a cool thing to do. So please don't drive drunk or hosed or hammered or anything else like that. This has been a public service message.
Loquitiated. That's one I heard before.
Ah.
Loquitiated.
Loquitiated. I like the way that sounds.
I've heard that.
Yeah.
Other than in Tomball, Texas, but.
Humboldt, Texas.
Tomball, Texas, yeah.
So, this has been a public service message from WMFO in Medford, the radio station that wants all its freeform loving listeners back in the new year of 2020.
Well, Edward, I hate to do this on your own show, but this isn't a talk show. So let me go ahead.
And let's play some entertainment.
Conclude what I had for tonight. This one is the Death Star's Transit. It's Edward.
Thank you very much for having me as a guest, Arthur.
On your own show. On your own show. Thanks, Edward, that nobody else picked up your show. That I was able to secure it here on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Star Wars, based on characters and situations created by George Lucas. Episode 8, Death Star's Transit. A long time ago in a galaxy far, far away, there came a time of revolution when rebels united to challenge a tyrannical empire. The Princess Leia Organa, an Imperial senator from the planet Alderaan, is also a leader in the secret councils of the Rebel Alliance. But her most daring mission, to deliver the plans for the Empire's most awesome weapon, has failed. In a last desperate bid to get the information into Rebel hands before being captured, she has placed it in the memory banks of the astro droid R2-D2. And though Princess Leia is unaware of it, R2 has come into the possession of Luke Skywalker and the veteran Jedi Knight Ben Kenobi. Taken prisoner by Darth Vader, the Dark Lord of the Sith, Leia Organa is aboard a cruiser of the Imperial Starfleet en route to the Death Star, a stupendous space-going battle station.
Navigator, estimated time of arrival at the Death Star.
15 minutes, sir. We're getting clearance to enter the outer defensive zones now.
Carry on. Lord Vader?
Yes, Captain?
We're right on schedule, Lord Vader.
Excellent.
Lord Vader?
Well, Commander?
We have the prisoner outside, sir. What are your orders?
Escort her in, Commander.
Yes, sir. The prisoner will step forward.
Commander, you needn't be so curt with my guest.
Guest? I'm warning you,
Commander, you and your men may post yourselves by the hatch.
Yes, sir.
And that will be all for now, Captain.
As you wish, Lord Vader.
You've overstepped yourself, Vader. Firing on my ship and taking me captive, the Imperial Senate will not take this...
No longer presents any obstacle to me. You'd do better to worry about your own well-being, Princess Leia.
You won't succeed, you know. You will never be able to crush the rebellion.
I didn't have you brought here to listen to more of your pointless ranting, Your Highness. You're so upset that you haven't taken time to glance out of the main viewport at our destination.
The Death Star.
Quite right. Closer to completion than even your rebel agents estimated. I thought the sight of it might shock you into revealing that you knew of its existence.
I'd heard vague rumors in the Imperial Senate, nothing more. You've proved nothing, Vader.
You knew of the Death Star. You also intercepted the rebel message transmitting the technical design data for it. I'm offering you one last chance to tell me what you did with those plans. Once we've docked in that battle station, much harsher and more direct means will be used to question you.
You wouldn't dare. You'll never get away with this.
You think not? Look, Princess. Gaze upon the Death Star. The mightiest war machine that humankind has ever produced.
It's obscene. An obscene invention of twisted minds.
See that great circular dish? That is the prime weapon. Mere Starfleets pale by comparison. It has the power to destroy entire worlds.
You're insane. You, the Emperor... The military? You've all gone mad.
Don't be too preoccupied with the Death Star, Princess Leia. It is, after all, no more than a machine. But it is indicative of the might of the Empire. Strength that will inevitably crush your pitiful rebel alliance. Now let me ask you again. What have you done with the plans? I see you have no intention of cooperating. Very well, your fate is upon your own head. Rest assured that you will tell me what I wish to know. Commander.
Lord Vader.
Take her to her quarters. When we've docked at the Death Star, have her transferred to the detention levels there.
Yes, Lord Vader.
You're about to find out what it means to defy the Empire, Your Highness. A lesson that will soon be learned by the whole galaxy.
Staff meeting still scheduled to proceed on time, Admiral Monty?
As soon as the Grand Moff Tarkin arrives, General Tag, he's gone to the docking bay to greet Lord Vader in person.
Vader. Has he recovered the stolen plans?
I think not, General, but my sources inform me that he has taken a captive. The Princess Leia Organa.
Leia Organa? Has Vader lost his mind? He's gone too far this time, Monty. This Dark Lord of the Sith, whom the Emperor has inflicted upon us, will be our undoing. And we remain vulnerable until the Death Star is fully operational.
You worry too much, Tag.
Marty, you still don't seem to realize how much of a threat the Rebel Alliance is. It's not just that they're becoming better organized and acquiring more ships and better equipment. They're driven, don't you understand? They're fanatics.
They may be dangerous to your Starfleet, but not to this battle station.
The rebellion will continue to gain the tacit support of the Senate as long as they're...
Governor Tarkin, Lord Vader.
The Imperial Senate will no longer be of any concern to us. Lord Vader brings word that the Emperor has dissolved the Council permanently.
Senate dissolved?
The decree was carefully worded, of course, invoking the current emergency and the rebel violence. But the last remains of the old Republic have been swept away.
But how will the Emperor maintain control, Governor Tarkin?
Fear will keep the worlds of the Empire in line. Fear of this battle station.
And what of the rebellion? If the rebels have a complete technical readout of the Death Star, it's possible, however unlikely, that they might find a weakness and exploit it. If it's destroyed or even severely damaged, our main deterrent power will be gone.
The plans to which you refer will soon be back in our hands.
That is beside the point. Any attack made by the rebels against this battle station would be a useless gesture, no matter what technical data they've obtained. The Death Star is now the ultimate power in the universe.
Don't be too proud of this technological terror you've constructed. The ability to destroy a planet is insignificant next to the power of the Force.
Don't try to frighten us with your sorcerer's ways, Lord Vader. Your sad devotion to that ancient religion hasn't helped you conjure up the stolen data tapes or given you clairvoyance enough to find the rebels' hidden force.
Are you having difficulty breathing, Morty? Is your throat constricting, as though some force were at work? I find your lack of faith disturbing, Morty.
Enough of this. Vader, release him.
As you wish, Governor.
This bickering is pointless. Lord Vader will interrogate Princess Leia and provide us with the location of the rebel fortress by the time this station is operational. That should take no longer than 2 more work shifts. We will then be free to demonstrate our full power and crush the rebellion with one swift stroke.
You find your quarters adequate, Princess Leia.
Vader, I demand that I be released from this cell and given access to formal legal proceedings.
Spare me your indignation, Your Highness.
What's that, Vader?
This machine? It is called an interrogation device. But there are those who call it other things.
A torture robot. This violates every rule of law.
The law no longer applies to you. You're a rebel. You've refused your one chance for mercy. And now, Your Highness, we shall discuss the location of your hidden rebel base.
Vader, keep that away from me!
The injection arm is primed. Now tell me, where is the rebel fortress?
I don't know what you mean.
So be it.
No. No. Let go! You stop that!
Hold still, you little fool! No. There is no escape!
No! No! Ah!
Your Highness, do you hear my voice?
Oh, no.
Princess Leia Organa, listen to my voice. Pay attention to my voice. That's right. You hear only my voice. Listen to it. Trust it. I am your friend.
No.
Yes. All your secrets are safe with me. You can trust me. I am a member of the Rebel Alliance, like you. We must know what you did with those tapes. The technical plans for the Death Star. What did you do with them? Where are they? The rebels need to know. Help us, Leia.
No.
We need them, Leia. What happened to those tapes?
No.
Where are they?
I can't.
You must. Can't. It's your duty.
Duty? No.
Yes. Your duty to our Rebel Alliance. Your obligation to Alderaan and to your father. Your father commands you to tell us.
Oh, my father.
Yes.
Father.
Don't you wish to please your father?
Yes.
Then tell me what you did with those plans. Say the words.
But,
your father orders you to tell us.
Father wouldn't.
You try my patience. Tell me what was done with those plans.
No.
Listen to my voice. You are now in great pain. Excruciating pain.
No. Oh, please.
Pain. A universe of it. Your world is nothing but pain.
Don't make it stop.
Tell me what I wish to know.
Help me.
Tell me what I wish to know. Where are the plans?
I can't.
Your skin is afire.
Oh,
you're
no.
burning.
Oh, no.
Your nerve endings are inflamed.
Oh,
your flesh is being torn apart.
Make it stop! Please, make it stop!
I will when you've told me where the plans are.
Please!
You're dying in torment. Where are the Death Star plans? Where is the Rebel Fortress? There are only seconds left. Your heart is about to burst, and the breath of life is nearly gone. You must! Stop! You are no longer dying. No longer in pain. Your mind is a blank. You float without a thought or concern.
Lord Vader, is anything wrong?
No! Get out! Wait. Have a medical tech see to the prisoner. Make sure she suffered no serious damage. Have her fortified so that she can take another round of interrogation.
Yes, Lord Vader.
I shall be back soon.
Yes, Motti.
Death Star is now 100% functional.
Including our prime weapon?
Completely operational. This station can destroy any planet you care to select. The entire Starfleet in pitched battle couldn't stop us. You now have in your hand the power of life and death over every living thing in the galaxy.
Life and death.
Ultimate power. It rests with you now.
And with the Emperor, of course.
To be sure, Governor, that's what I meant. Only the Emperor is far from here. Actual command of the Death Star is yours.
Yes. Lord Vader.
I am informed that the station is now fully operational.
Yes, Vader, that's correct.
We need only a word from the Governor to begin operations.
In the service of the Emperor?
Quite so. In the service of the Empire.
And the Emperor. He chose well when he selected you to oversee construction of the Death Star, Governor Tarkin. Lesser men might have harbored some foolish thought of betrayal. Ambition has been the downfall of many.
Indeed. But the Emperor is assured of my loyalty. Is that not so, Motti?
Implicitly, Governor Tarkin.
Now, Vader, what of the Princess?
She resisted the first interrogation session. Her innate willpower is formidable, and it has been augmented with certain physical and mental disciplines. No matter. I shall wear her down in time.
But how can that slip of a girl defy you? It's ludicrous.
I believe that she still holds hope that the stolen plans will eventually be delivered into rebel hands. Futile, of course, but it sustains her.
But you've broken hardened, resolute men with relative ease.
It is difficult to crush a prisoner's will until one has obliterated their hope.
I think you're too easy with her, Vader. Put aside your mind drugs and telesuggestions. There are old methods, tried and true ways of making a captive speak. Phantom pain is something against which she can defend herself. But against the real thing, her resistance will collapse.
I think not. She is a member of the Royal House of Alderaan and of the Imperial Senate. She has had access to many family and governmental secrets. She has been specifically trained and prepared to withstand conventional questioning. I would have to apply levels of pain so high as to risk killing her.
And what of it? She must be disposed of in time anyway.
But the Princess is my one lead to the rebels. I cannot chance losing her just yet.
Well, you haven't much time, Lord Vader. With the Death Star completed, I must take vigorous action against the rebels as soon as possible. The Emperor expects great things of this battle station, and of me.
Without the information that Leia Organa is protecting, your best efforts will be wasted. But I will demolish her defenses, rest assured.
I've always found your methods needlessly elaborate, Vader.
They are effective. Nevertheless, I am open to suggestions.
That is wise. Stubbornness such as Princess Leia's can often be circumvented by applying threats to some third party.
What do you propose?
I think it's time we demonstrated the full power of the Death Star. I have it in mind to do so in a fashion that will be doubly useful. Admiral Motti?
Sir?
Tell your programmers to set a course for the Alderaan system.
With pleasure, Governor Tarkin. Lord Vader?
You see, Vader, the third party we shall threaten is the entire population of her own planet.
Alderaan is one of the foremost of the inner systems. The Emperor should be consulted.
Do not think to challenge me. You're not confronting Tag or Motti now. The Emperor has given me a free hand in this affair. The decision is mine. And you will have your information that much sooner.
Just so.
I'm glad you agree. The Empire is vast, and even a weapon as magnificent as the Death Star can only be in one place at a time. A major part of this station's value is as a deterrent. We must prove to the galaxy that we are prepared to use it at the slightest provocation.
If your plan serves our purpose, it will justify itself.
The stability of the Empire is at stake. A planet is a small price to pay.
Solar system, Governor Tarkin, and assumed orbit around the planet.
Make sure we're well out of range of the explosion. Is our prime weapon prepared?
Primary ignition can proceed immediately upon your command, sir.
Here is the prisoner.
Governor Tarkin, I should have expected to find you holding Vader's leash. I recognized your foul stench when I was brought on board.
Charming to the last. You don't know how hard I found it signing the order to terminate your life, Princess Leia.
I'm surprised you had the courage to take the responsibility yourself.
Before your execution, I would like you to be my guest at a ceremony that will make this battle station operational. No star system will dare oppose the Emperor now.
The more you tighten your grip, Tarkin, the more star systems will slip through your fingers.
Not after we demonstrate the power of the Death Star. In a way, you have determined the choice of the first planet to be destroyed, and it is for that reason that I've had you brought here to the observation deck. Admiral Motti, have the view screens activated.
At once, sir.
Since you're reluctant to provide us with the location of the rebel base, Your Highness, I've chosen to test the Death Star's destructive powers on that lovely blue world you see on our view screens, your home planet of Alderaan.
But Alderaan is peaceful. We have no weapons. You can't possibly
do
that.
You prefer another target? A military target? Then name the system.
No. I absolutely will... Please!
I grow tired of asking this, so for the last time, where is the rebel base?
Dantooine. They're on Dantooine.
There. You see, Vader, she can be reasonable. Continue with the operation, Admiral Motti. You may fire when ready.
What?
You're far too trusting. Dantooine is too remote to make an effective demonstration. But don't worry, we shall deal with your rebel friends soon enough.
Commencing primary ignition, Governor Tarkin.
No. No, you can't do this.
Targeting computer locked in?
No. Please, no.
Opponent energy.
No, Tarkin, please. I beg you, in the name of mercy, please.
Firing sequence.
No. No.
Prime weapon is even more powerful than we'd calculated, Governor Tarkin.
Indeed.
Sensors indicate total destruction of the planet, Governor Tarkin.
Father! Oh, my poor, poor Alderaan!
Return her to the detention level, Lord Vader.
Oh, Tarkin. If ever there was a shred of humanity in you or these twisted creatures of yours, it's dead now. You're at war with life itself. You are enemies of the universe. Your empire is doomed.
Take her away.
You sent for me, Governor Tarkin?
Yes, Vader. We should be receiving word from our scouting expedition very soon.
Giving you your opportunity to... How did you put it? extinguish the rebellion.
Precisely. In the space of a single day, I will effectively eliminate all organized resistance to the Empire.
Indeed.
What of the search for the plans?
I am convinced that the princess sent them down to the planet Tatooine with a pair of droids. A short time ago, a starship made a highly illegal blast-off from Mos Eisley spaceport on Tatooine after her crew exchanged fire with a squad of stormtroopers. The ship got through our blockade somehow and entered hyperspace, evading pursuit. The droids in question were thought to be aboard her.
And our stormtroopers were outfought? Our Starfleet evaded? How is this possible? Whose ship was it?
That is difficult to say. She had false identification markings and a forged registration. Moreover, she was an extremely fast and elusive vessel, probably piloted by one of the smugglers who congregate in that region.
So, the traitors have joined hands with criminals, and once again, you failed to regain those plans.
Our enemies are resourceful, but if you destroy the rebel base as you've resolved to do, the plans become a secondary concern. Is that not so?
Yes. When we've wiped out the fortress on Dantooine, the matter will be virtually settled.
Captain Tarkin, Lord Vader.
Well, what is it, Motti?
Our scout ships have reached Dantooine. They found the remains of a rebel base, but they estimate it's been deserted for some time. They're now conducting an extensive search of the solar systems.
She lied. Leia Organa lied to us.
I told you she would never consciously betray the rebellion.
Then her life is forfeit. Motti, have the Princess Leia Organa terminated. Immediately.
The Death Star is now a reality, capable of placing the entire galaxy within the Empire's grip. But on their way to the Alderaan system, unaware of the planet's destruction, are Luke Skywalker and his companions aboard the starship Millennium Falcon. Holding the galaxy's single hope for an end to Imperial tyranny. Star Wars, Episode 8 by Brian Daley. Based on characters and situations created by George Lucas. Featured in the cast were David Clennon as Motti, Keen Curtis as Tarkin, Brock Peters as Darth Vader, and Anne Sachs as Leia. The series was directed by John Madden, with sound mixing and post-production by Tom Vigley. Music by John Williams. Sound design for Lucasfilm by Ben Burt. Story editor for the series was Lindsay Smith. Casting and production coordination by Mel Saar. Executive producer was Richard Toscan. Executive producer for Lucasfilm was Carol Teitelman.